could be so easy to say, well, God said this amount, and we just give that amount, or he said this percentage, and we give that without even thinking about the Lord's work in reality. I believe God knew what he was doing. Well, I know God knew what he was doing, but I believe he had a specific reason here to not mention a percentage and not mention an amount, so that each one of us as a Christian has the responsibility, but more than that, the opportunity to look at the overall situation and to use the basic principles of Christianity in deciding what we give as we lay by in store upon the first day of the week. Now, on this point of amount, there may be a factor that can be helpful to us. One thing it seems to me that could be helpful to us in determining what we give as far as amount is concerned is to look at the amounts that we use for other things. I believe if you and I compared the amount of what we give to the Lord to what we use for some of those things that are necessary in life, and yet maybe for some of those things that are not necessary, that it might help us to come to the right conclusion concerning our giving. It is my belief that this may especially be true with those of you that are students. I surmise that there is a bit of difficulty. Even as I remember back to the time that I was a student, I continue to see this. A bit of difficulty in that giving is done where your parents go to church. Maybe especially the amount that comes from them to your support has already been considered in giving. And with the difficulty of meeting all expenses, I can realize that there's some difficulty in deciding and maybe some rationalization that God doesn't expect me to do anything if I'm in a setting like that. I wonder, as I think out loud, what God thinks about us if we find the amount to do things we want to do on Saturday and Friday and Monday, but don't have anything to support the Lord's work on Sunday. There's nothing said about the amount. But perhaps it would be helpful to us to sit down and to compare, to look at our checkbooks and to look at our records. What am I spending, what am I using to provide a place to live here as compared to what I'm sending on, laying up treasures in heaven? And what am I giving to the Lord's work to help preach the gospel and support those who are in need compared to what I may be spending just for my own pleasure? And there's nothing wrong with recreation and the right kind of pleasure. Don't misunderstand me. But when all is said and done, there's not a thing said about percentage, and there's not a thing said about amount. And number three, there's not a thing said in this verse about have to. Sometimes a person says, how many services do you think a Christian has to attend? When that question's asked, I know that person has a problem already. How much do you think I have to give to get by? It reminds me of when our children were in college. And I remember particularly one time one of them came home and said, there's no way I can make an A in that course, and I figured out I'd make a 42 on the final test and get a B. Now that really made me feel good, knowing that I was spending $200 a week to a Christian agent. Christian institution to help teach them. I can get by. There's not a thing said in here about just getting by or have to. Not a word. In fact, though the Bible gives us the commandments, and there is the duty of the Christian, I understand that, there's really not much said in the Bible in the New Testament about the have to part on the part of any subject. That's not the approach that the New Testament takes. Yes, if we don't serve God, we'll be lost. I believe the Bible teaches that, but that's not the approach that he takes to these subjects. There's not a thing said here about have to. It's just not there. And folks, I believe we miss the point when we live our lives from the have to instead of the want to. Just looking at the duty instead of the opportunity. And number four, there's not a thing said in this passage about assessment. As I study other religions, I realize that sometimes that's the case. When I was in Carthage, Tennessee, there was a religious group meeting there that had central headquarters in Knoxville.
Every person in the congregation